Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello. Just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. That's my word of advice for you today in this episode of Messy Business. So hi, I'm Libby Langley, and one of the biggest problems in business is being capable, right? You're very capable. I'm very capable, sometimes not at getting my sentences out. And that's a problem sometimes because you can do loads of things, right? You can learn loads of stuff. You can do loads of stuff. Oh my God, you're like a genius at least 10 different things, if not 20. But just because you can do loads of things doesn't mean you should. And I have certainly been very, very guilty of this over the years. I can do loads of stuff. I'm reasonable at quite a lot of things. And I don't say that to be like a bit of a knob. It's because I think it's because I'm autistic and therefore I can kind of skim read stuff and then regurgitate it. You know, you could give me something to read, like a couple of pages of A4 or even just like a blog or something, and I could make a little workshop out of it for within a, you know, about 20 minutes because it's something that I have is a real ability to be able to pick up information and then disseminate it at a certain level, right? I wouldn't be able to teach an A level in something having read a blog article for the knowledge level that quite a lot of us need. I find it easy to become an extremely low level expert quite quickly. And that's expert with a small E. And that is a real problem, right? It's a real skill, don't get me wrong. It makes a lot of things quite easy, but it is a problem because I could run a workshop on 30 different subjects this week. And so the temptation there is to do that. And that's not good because then you can end up diversifying and forgetting what your core thing is and forgetting what you like and diluting your entire message, and particularly if you put all these little deviations on your website. It's a nightmare for SEO and for people knowing what it is that you actually help them with. And I know I've done a lot of this over the years. And another thing is building programs. You know, I'm quite good at the tech behind the scenes. I know quite a bit about a lot of different programs and software and all that stuff. And so building things and doing things is not a mega challenge for me. Just because I know how to run a membership doesn't mean I need to run a membership, right? Because I don't want to run a membership. Just because I know how to build programs and drip feed content and record workshops and video prompts and set up all the email sequences and all, doesn't mean I should, right? I've done that because I could and because I learned how to do it. But it doesn't mean that I need to do it. What matters to me is having that knowledge and then understanding people whose business that is, right? And being able to support people who want that and need that in their business. I do not need to do it all myself. And this is, you know, this has been a real curse, I think, for me over the years in my business. It does mean that I've offered a gazillion different things in a gazillion different ways, all around the same core theme, right, of sorting your business out. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I've always done. But it's easy to get too focused on the how, not the why or the what it is. So, you know, the thing that I really love is just talking to people and then unpicking what you're saying and then putting it back together in the way that you want it, right? Really sorting a business out. You know, think about Stacey Solomon in Sort Your Life Out, and where she goes and literally unpacks people's houses into a warehouse and gets them to chuck stuff out. I mean, that's what I do with businesses, right? It's the simplest way to explain it. And that doesn't need to be in a fancy program or a membership or anything. It's just a conversation. It's literally just a conversation, right? Or multiple conversations. It's just a session with people. And I think what I lost, probably that started in the COVID years, I think. I think what I lost was suddenly people were badging things up in widgety ways and fancy ways. And I'm like, this is exciting. I can do that. And, you know, spending a fortune on Kajabi each month and all of these things. And I kind of got lost in the creation of the things rather than what I was actually delivering. So in my OneDrive, I have many pre-recorded videos that would probably be exceptionally useful, but they just sit in there gathering dust because that's not how I like to deliver things. I mean, I might one day set up a kind of knowledge bank on my website where you can download this stuff either for free or a nominal, either for free or a nominal fee. God, what is all my words today? But for the moment, they just sit there gathering dust, right? And because I can create all that stuff, and I know how to do it, and yeah, so I'm reasonably good at it, then it doesn't mean that I have to, because it's not what I like. What I really like, I don't get any kicks about pre-recording a video, particularly. What I get kicks out of is talking to someone and seeing that instant change and being able to think in the moment. You know, I find that's a real dopamine hit for me. Someone presenting me with a problem and me not knowing what it is until they say it and then having to tackle it and deal with it. I love it, right? And I know I'm really good at that. I can confidently say I'm really good at that. And I can confidently say that by coming to me with your problems, your business problems, I'll make a difference. And I'll move things forward for you. And I have, there's no imposter syndrome there because I have so much proof of that. And I also know that because I've learned all the things along the way, that there won't be much you could say that I haven't already come across or thought myself or experienced myself, right? And that, but, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. It doesn't mean that you should create all these things or you should follow people down this particular, whatever's trendy now, way of delivering things or, you know, we need to create reels. We need loads of B-roll. It's like, no, you don't. Not necessarily. You don't have to do it that way if you don't want to. And it starts with one thing, right? Then maybe someone asks you if you can do something else and you say yes. And fine, that can be an interesting way to diversify or to move forward. And so you learn something new for that, but then you add it in as like a permanent offering. And then you see someone else doing something. And then so you try that too. And like I say, you might be really good at all these things, but before you know it, you've got a bit of everything and it dilutes what you're actually doing. Not necessarily, I mean, yes, for everybody else and for Google searches and all that stuff, but Christ, in your own head, what do you do? Oh, yeah, well, there's this and there's that. And it's like, what? If you can't reasonably eloquently, and succinctly saying what you do in like one sentence or half a sentence, very short sentence, then that's really hard for you as well as other people, right? So that's, you know, I spent a long time calling myself a business coach and I've never really felt like I was a business coach, but I didn't know what title. I needed a title for myself. But since I've started to just, you know, think about, right, what is it I actually do? Oh yeah, I sort businesses out. So, you know, hi, I'm Libby. I sort businesses out. Huh, do you? How'd you do that? What'd you do that? What would you sort? Would you sort my pricing out? Yes. Would you sort my business structure out? Yes. Would you, you know, all of these things, it allows for supplementary questions, I suppose, there. Whereas, oh, hi, I'm Libby, I'm a business coach. Oh, right, oh, yeah, there's loads of business coaches. Oh, I can't even be bothered. Who cares? And you know, you've got to have that kind of thing and that way that you present yourself. Otherwise, it just becomes difficult. And you don't want anything to become difficult for yourself or for anybody around you. And I think there's a kind of group of us that this hits the hardest, right? There's, you know, there's curious people, there's ADHDers, there's autistic people who like to know everything and be the experts at everything. Hello. There's people who learn quickly. That's the ADHDers and autistic people too. There's people who've been in business for a while, and there's people who don't like turning things down. There is a fear around that too. You know, can you do a workshop on so-and-so? Yes. Yes, Queen, I can. And that's okay to do that. You know, it's okay to kind of offer that if it's fun and it's interesting. I have various things that I white label. You know, there's a couple of bigger organisations that I do work for, and I really, really enjoy it. But it's not what I advertise. And I think that's the difference. You know, if you run, say, if you run workshops or sessions for a bigger organisation for their clients, like white labelling stuff, you don't then have to take that and make it scalable within your own business. You can just have that little side quest and that's fine. It's okay to do that. And I think those little side quests, they keep stuff interesting too, right? So I think that's quite important to say yes to things that are interesting, but it's how it shapes your entire business that when it becomes problematic, right? Yeah. Oh, I could take this, I could monetize it. You could, or you could also just do it because you enjoy it, right? Not every idea has to be monetized. And I know I've done a previous episode on that because that's a real danger for us ADHD people, particularly, of trying to monetize absolutely everything that we do. And rather than just like doing something because you enjoy it, you know, if you enjoy painting by numbers, just paint by numbers. You don't need to then sell them. You can just do it because you want to. And if you don't want them hanging on your walls, just give them to charity when you've done them. It's the doing often that's interesting, right? So, you know, just know, I suppose, know what your danger zones are and be aware of that. Self-awareness is like a big thing, right? Knowing how to red flag yourself. I know what mine are now, and I you know, it's never going to be over, but actually everything has got so much better since I stopped trying to put everything in neat packages. It's just I'll help you sort your business out. If you want my help, then come ask me and or look at my website and get in touch that way. And it's much simpler. It's not like, well, I've got this program and you can be in it for 12 months and or this membership. And it's like the packaging doesn't matter as much as perhaps we think. It's almost like a comfort blanket or the way you should do something or the way you can do something. It doesn't need to be anything, right, at all. Because what happens when you do all of these things, right, because you can, you can end up with too many offers, too many ways of working, too many decisions, and nothing feels simple, nothing feels straightforward, and nothing feels cohesive. And that feels, overwhelming to run. It feels really scattered and kind of bitty and harder than it ever possibly needs to be. Right. And I think like you're constantly context switching, or like you're talking about the thing, the program, you know, the packaging, rather than actually the good work that you do and the way that you help people. And it's the good work and the way that you help people that actually is what people are interested in. I don't mean like, you know, tons of case studies or that necessarily. It's just like, this is your point of view. That's what people buy into, rather than, oh, she's got a program and it's only £500 a month. And, you know, and it's like, that's not the bit that matters. The work is what matters. So just, you know, take a minute to just kind of think where you might be doing this, or where you might be overloading yourself with, I can add widgets to this, I can add bells and whistles to this. And like I say, you know, I've added and added over the years, and I've built stuff that's been successful, right? It's not always about profitability, this, which is where the kind of conundrum comes in, and the sort of juxtaposition of it all comes in, right? Is that you build something that works, but that doesn't necessarily feel right. And it's that feeling right that it matters to you as the business owner more than anything else, right? And more than profitability. And profitability, oh my God, is so important. But you can be profitable and hate it. And who wants a business like that? Sucks, right? Go get a job where they pay your sick pay and stuff, holiday pay, you know, all those things that I've forgotten what they're like. And I think you probably get to a point where you realise that more isn't better. And it's not about the knowing, right? Knowing all this stuff has always proven incredibly useful for me. It's the implementing them rather than just keeping it on as knowledge that you can draw on. You know, that makes me my brain an enormously valuable asset, is having learned all these things and yes, tried them is very useful. But from a business point of view, it's not been so great. So I don't regret anything I've done, absolutely not. And I certainly don't regret the clients, right? It's never about the clients. I certainly don't regret anything that I've done, but I can see where I was doing it because I could. And perhaps everybody else was, therefore, you know, shit, better do this or I'll get left behind. And it means I know loads of stuff, which is good for you. But I've also spent many, many thousands of pounds that I could have spent on a holiday instead. So that was bad for me. But, you know, just because you're capable, there's a kind of key distinction there, that capability doesn't automatically equal alignment. You know, being good at something doesn't mean it belongs in your business. You've got to like it. You've got to want to do it. And I think why people don't stop is there's a certain obligation that we have to our clients, of course. So if you decide to bring something to an end that you have previously offered, that really sucks. And I know when I closed my program that I'd been running for, 2.5 years or something, I closed it at the end of December 2025. That was a really difficult decision for me. A kind of difficult moral decision. Emotionally, no. I knew that I didn't want to work with people in that particular format. I knew that, and I'd known that for quite a while. I think I hadn't admitted it to myself, but I knew that. So that wasn't the decision. It was horrible telling people and feeling like I'd let people down. And even though contractually I had, you know, I'd filled all the obligations, that doesn't take the emotion out of it, right? And so that really sucks, and it almost feels wasteful to drop something that is working and that you're good at and that people are enjoying. But if you're not enjoying it, that's kind of the differentiator there. And there's also obviously the fear of losing income, because if people are paying you for something, then it's hard to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And I've done it several times. Well, I've done it loads of times, as you can probably imagine. I've done it several times over the years. You know, I had a contract that was great. I worked with a estate agent for, I don't know, maybe 3 years, actually. And it was great. I really liked working with them. But it just got to the point where it's like, this isn't the work that I want to do. And I really liked them and I liked being part of the team. But I stopped enjoying the work. And so then it was a lot of money and it was really regular income, consistent income each month. But I had to have the conversation to just say, I don't want to do this anymore. I think this is now a better path for you guys, or this is how you can, you know, this is how you can, it can be seamless if I stop doing this. I took a massive hit to my income there, but I didn't want to do it anymore. And that's kind of as simple as that. You know, like if you've got a job and you think, I don't want to do this job anymore, I'm going to apply for another job, right? It's exactly the same thought process in your business, but we struggle to do it. But saying it, phrasing it like that might actually help you. It's like that was a job, and don't think of it like a job, because obviously that's different connotations. But, you know, that was like a project, and that project is coming to the end of its usefulness for me or joy for me. I'm now going to start on another project. And that might be a helpful way of phrasing it, actually. And, you know, if you're thinking, but what if I need this later? Mate, you've still got the knowledge. You've probably still got the things recorded somewhere or saved, you know, the whole documents about the thing saved in your OneDrive or your Google Drive or your Dropbox or wherever you save stuff. It's never going to go away, right? You still have that knowledge and that experience. And that can be really useful. But if it's served its time for you, then it's time to move on. And there's often, I think we have an identity that we wrap up in being the person who can do lots or the person who delivers the thing. And I know that when I was going through the mental wrangle of, do I close my program, do I not? And it wasn't that obvious a thought at all at that stage. It was just, who am I if I don't have this? And that's just, I mean, I look back now and I feel so sad for myself. But there was a lot of stuff going on in life and the house and all that, where I wasn't in the best place mentally. And I can absolutely see that now. You know, I was burnt out and quite unwell, really. But for a variety of reasons. But, you know, who am I if I don't have this? And it's just like, mate, you're still you and you're still capable of all these things. But we get so attached to the delivery mechanism, not the brilliant work that we can do. And honestly, I felt it's, where are we now? The 4 months, coming up for 5 months after I closed the program. And I do feel so liberated by not having that structure that I have to fit into. And it's ridiculous because I created the structure, but just being able to work with people and not having a set way of doing it. You know, there obviously is like, right, this is, if you pay me, this is what you get in terms of time and outcomes and all that. Not everything is, let's just see how it goes. No, there isn't that. There is like, there obviously is a price for a thing, but each person is completely different. And that is just really liberating. It's not, you know, we're going to have a call every Tuesday. It doesn't work like that. And it's really, really liberating and it keeps it interesting. But the context is always the same of, I'll sort your business out. What that looks like for you is completely different to what it looked like for the last client or the client after you. And if you're a bigger company versus a smaller company, it's all completely different. And it's just, I can't believe, I'm a bit cross with myself that I didn't realise all of this sooner. But like I say, it's been a turbulent few years in life and that's my excuse for almost everything. But it is, right? Life sometimes takes over and you get lost in perhaps the wrong things rather than being invigorated by the work. You know, you get kind of lost in the structure of it all and the scalability and the marketing and it's all that. And it's, you know, doesn't have to look like that. But what actually works better in most businesses is fewer things, fewer offerings, fewer offers, clearer offers. And it doesn't have to be fancy. I sort businesses out. That's it. Doesn't have to be fancy, right? It's the thing that you want. Just, oh my God, come in and sort my business out. Help me, right? That's what people say to me. That's what they want. So it's like, that's literally, I'm not badging it any fancier than that. You get more consistency that way and you will get more depth rather than breadth if you actually just do the thing that you want to do and stop doing all the things that you can, right? Definitely. But you might have to stop doing some things that you enjoy, possibly. You might have to stop doing some things that you're known for or things that used to work. You know, things don't work like they used to. They, you know, God, I remember it was all fields. No, I don't mean that. But technology changes and time changes and expectations change and all of that. So it may be that what you used to do now doesn't work or doesn't work for you. But certainly for me, actually, I've gone right back to what I did at the start and it worked a treat for a long time until I started adding kimbells and whistles to it. So, you know, I'm cross with myself, but I've also had quite the ride. So there you go. It allows me to bring experience to things. But the things that you're known for, that is quite an interesting one. You know, social media was my focus right in the early days. You know, I started teaching that in 2008. Even did my master's in social media marketing strategy. And I did lean quite heavily into teaching people how to use social media in the early stages of the business, as well as doing this sorting your business out stuff, consultancy. And when I made the conscious decision to stop focusing on social media a few years ago now, that was a really big decision. Really big decision. But I knew that I didn't want to do it anymore. I talk about social media and marketing a lot in the work that I do. But that's like the roof of the house, you know, it's not what you start with at all. And it now is a much smaller part of the work that I do. But I still have all those skills and knowledge, right? I can still talk about that stuff. I still understand it. I can still, you know, I can still help you make reels on Instagram if you really want to. Although that's not, you know, it's not even the slightest bit of what I focus on now. So that kind of shift is still useful, right? It's never a, oh, I used to do that and now I do this. It's a, this is the journey, and all of this stuff is useful and brings a real richness to the depth. And I think that that's so empowering. It's such a healthier way to look at things than, well, I used to do that, now I'll do this. All right, but there's transferable skills in there, and it's just a slightly different presentation of things. So, but when you do, you know, simplify and all of that and look at what you actually want to do, you get some real bonuses from it. You know, your business gets simpler and far easier to explain to people, which is a massive thing in marketing. It becomes easier to sell. It's easier for people to buy from you because they know what they're buying. And it's a darn sight easier to run. And the less time you can spend running your business, the more time you have to think about your business, to refine perhaps what you're offering and to talk to people about it, to get out there. You'll have more headspace to get out there and network and share what it is that you're passionate about. And that's really crucial, rather than spending time building diving into the tech, days and days of building something complicated in a program, when actually all you want to do is just get out there and talk to people and help people. You know, you don't need to do all that. So really remember, please, that most businesses don't need more adding. They need more removing from it. And that's normally where the real improvement is. So just because you can does not mean you should. All right, everybody needs a deep breath now. So go delete some stuff. Go stop offering some things and just think about what you enjoy. And that is the right path for you to take. All right. Thanks for joining me again on another episode of Messy Business. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.